Thank you, Mr. Cohen. LAO.
Thank you. Leah Moore with the LAO again. We don't have any concerns with the Senate's language, so we recommend the Senate's actions. We don't think the additional 5 positions from the Assembly's actions are justified.
Thank you, Ms. Moore. Senator De Leon. And then Assemblywoman Skinner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a major concern on this, because I do believe that we should find a compromise, and I do believe that we should adopt the Assembly version plus the Senate budget bill language. However, on the Assembly version, on the last sentence with regards to the trailer bill language, Mr. Chair, as well as members, I do believe we should reject that. One, this is major policy. This is major policy. And this would lead to a quilt patchwork with regards to what is currently happening. I authored a measure back in 2009, which was AB 231, a bipartisan measure, Republicans and Democrats together, with a self-assessment fee of about $15 million annually. And this specifically was to deal with eradication of the Asian citrus psyllid, which is the vector for HBL, which threatens $1 billion citrus industry that we have in California. Now, specifically, the vast majority of those resources are targeted in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles Basin, in South LA, in Echo Park, Silver Lake in my areas, and parts of Mr. Blumenfeld's area. That's the vast majority of those dollars are targeted, so we can help eradicate, which possibly could threaten. This right here on the trailer bill language is complete major policy. And right now, it is. I don't think it is acceptable in its version right now. So I would reject this part.
Thank you, Senator. So we do have a motion for the Assembly version, but with the Senate budget bill language, rejecting the trailer bill language, which is suggested as a major policy decision. Ms. Moore, were you suggesting also your support for the trailer bill language?
No, we weren't.
So you would agree that this is a significant policy change and probably needs some policy consideration?
It would certainly help.
All right. Thank you. Assemblywoman Skinner.
Thank you. I'm going to respond to the comment that there's no evidence that additional positions would be needed. On the Department of Pesticides Regulations' own website, they list 82 high-priority pesticides that are currently planned to be assessed by the department. But over the last 3-year period, I believe, and I could have the timing slightly inaccurate, but still, there's only been approximately 10 pesticides reviewed. So if let's say it's a 2-year period, if only 10 had been reviewed in a 2-year, and there's 82 on the list, and these are, by the department's own definition, high priority, it could be, obviously, multiple years before the assessment is conducted. Multiple years where potentially either workers are exposed to pesticides that perhaps we would not want to have, or water contaminated, or any other number of things that if the department feels this assessment is needed could be addressed by the assessment. That's why I feel that additional positions are necessary and justified. The other aspect of what the department does is develop regs that provide guidance for the farmers, for their own exposure, and for, of course, the public's in terms of if it's a crop that we consume. So I think this is needed. I'm not comfortable today just rejecting the Assembly's trailer bill language. I understand from the Senate's comments that they might not be comfortable adopting today, but I think it's something that the conference could hold open in order to allow some additional discussion to take place.
Thank you, Assemblywoman. Senator Emerson.
I have some concerns on the Assembly version that it's going to create the patchwork much like Senator De Leon said. So I'd like to divide the vote into two portions, to approve the Assembly version, and then on the trader bill language, I'd like to break those down into two votes.
You just want them to divide the trailer bill out.
I want to divide the trailer bill out, yeah.
Sorry. Senator, were you making a motion?
Yes. I would like to divide the vote. I support the Senate version, and then I'd like to take the trailer bill as a second. Two votes.
Make a substitute motion.
Assemblywoman Skinner.
You want the Assembly version and hold the trailer bill?
I would make a substitute motion that we adopt the Assembly version but hold the trailer bill. Open.
You could approve the Senate budget bill language.
And that would include the budget bill language of the Senate?
Yes.
All right. So we have a substitute motion which will then take our vote first, depending upon, yes.
Can you describe that substitute motion again? I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Sure, to adopt the Assembly version, but not the trailer bill language of the Assembly, but adopting the Senate budget bill language. And then we'll hold open the, rather than reject, we'll hold open the Assembly trailer bill language. That's the motion. So the vote on the Senate side would be 3-1. 3-1. So again, just to clarify, we're adopting the Assembly version with the Senate budget bill language, but we're holding open the Assembly trailer bill language. 3-1, 3-1. Page 16, enforcement augmentation.
So the governor and the Senate had no proposals here. The Assembly adopted placeholder trailer bill language, which we have not seen, so we can't support, but we're happy to take a look at it if it's provided to us. And then also almost $1 million of for additional positions. We are opposed to those. We haven't seen workload justification for them, and it would trigger a 57% fee increase that we're not supportive of at this time.
Thank you. And Leo?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're also recommending adoption of the Senate version because no specific activities for these positions has been provided. We also have not yet seen the trailer bill language to comment on its merits. Thank you.
All right.
Move the Senate version.
We have a motion for the Senate version.
Mr. Bruno?
Yes, Assemblywoman Skinner.
It is true that the Water Board has not necessarily articulated the need for the specific positions in terms of something that the budget subs vetted. However, the Water Board released a study in 2013, January of 2013, so this year, its own study, titled Communities That Rely on Contaminated Groundwater Source for Drinking Water, which identified 682 public water systems that rely on contaminated groundwater as their primary drinking water source. They also released a study on nitrates in California's drinking water. And the various recommendations in those studies, it is clear that under current staffing levels, they do not have the capacity to address. So by acting on the the language in the assembly version, we are responding to needs that the water board itself has addressed and can help us avoid contamination of future groundwater, which is essential, not only for those of us who drink it, but clearly for the health of our agriculture industry. And we may need to hold it open to have some more discussions, but I think that there is justification.
And sort of toward that end, I'd like to offer a substitute motion to adopt the assembly version, funding and the positions, but to leave open the trailer bill language for now.
Very good. This is the same trailer bill language we just deferred to Assemblywoman Skinner on, so rather than deny it, we will keep that open in this motion. And that would be then a 3-1. I'm sorry, Senator?
I'd just like to point out that the water boards just today, this morning, increased their fees by another $5.5 million. So we're adding on to it.
So noted. So noted. So we have a 3-1 on the Senate side.
And a 3-1 on the Assembly side.
3-1.
I have a parliamentary inquiry. We already had a motion that, and then you take another motion after that.
A substitute does override the initial motion.
So we can substitute a substitute all day long, huh? Okay.
And I think we may have time for one more page before we'll take a break until Monday at 12:30 p.m. And so we're on page 17, beach water quality monitoring.
The Assembly adopted an increase of $800,000 for beach water quality monitoring. The increase is consistent with current law, and we don't have any concerns.
Very good. And LAO?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're recommending adopting the Senate version. The proposal may have merit, but without further details, it's not clear whether the benefits of the activity would outweigh the fee increase that would be required.
Fair enough. Thank you. Colleagues, thoughts, comments, motion?
Move the Assembly version.
We have a motion for the Assembly version.
Substitute the Senate version. Thank you.
We'll take a vote on the Senate version. I think that would be 1-3 on the Senate side. And 1-3.
No, this is on the substitute motion.
1-3 on the substitute motion. And then on the original motion, the Assembly version, 3-1. 3-1. I promised you 3:30, we're at 3:29. So, colleagues, thank you. I think we're off to a good start. We nearly made it through transportation resources. We'll finish that up first thing when we come back 12:30 on Monday afternoon. And then we will be jumping into health and human services. So everyone have a great weekend. Thank you very much. We are adjourned.